You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is related to an ethical subject. I am speaking of lying. As you know, lying is one of the worst sins. In fact, in some hadith, it's been narrated that it is the worst of sins. And lying has been mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read this: only those fabricate lies who do not believe in the signs of Allah, and it is they who are the liars. Which means that lying, it corrupts the faith, meaning it corrupts the belief of a person. That's how severe it is. In fact, the Holy Prophet has been narrated as having said, lying leads to immorality, and immorality leads to the hellfire. So this is the status of lying in according to the Holy Quran and Hadith. Today, the question we want to pose today regarding this subject is this: what are the outcomes and consequences of a person who lies? What does his lying lead to? What will be the consequences of it? In order to answer this question, we can take recourse to the Holy Quran as well as the hadith, which have been narrated regarding the subject. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, indeed, Allah does not guide someone who is a profligate, a liar. So lying leads to a person becoming misled and his swerving away from the path of Allah. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read this: he caused hypocrisy to ensue in their hearts until the day they will encounter him, because of their going back on what they had promised and because of the lies they used to tell. Right? So lying leads one, hypocrisy, to take root in the heart. And this hypocrisy becomes so entrenched in the heart that the person eventually meets Allah in a state of hypocrisy and nifaq. In one hadith, we read that lying corrupts a person's valor. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, whoever lies corrupts his valor. Right? Man kadhaba afsada muruwwatahu. Right, so this is a consequence and an outcome of lying. In another hadith, we read this. Of course, this hadith is about habitually lying, meaning constantly lying. Habitually lying brings about poverty. This is an outcome of continuously lying. It brings about poverty, and the person's sustenance decreases. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, do not lie lest your splendor fade away. Right? So this hadith, wants to say that when we lie, our honor, our dignity, the awe that people hold us in, it goes away. One of the spiritual outcomes of lying is that when a person lies, he becomes deprived of the night prayer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when a person lies, he is deprived of the night prayer as a result. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the outcomes of lying in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.